Okay, so we left off at the very beginning of the new sugya, which will probably be the last sugya for this time. And that's the issue of a katan serving as a, not as a shlech, but as a mishaleach. So the Gemara says very, very clearly that ain't shlech of a katan. There's no way in the world that a katan has the ability to have somebody act as shlech on his behalf. How do we know that that's true? So the Gemara is silent. The Gemara never explains. How do we know that a goy can't be mad at that? We have a Gemara for, but how do you know shaliach, a katan can't be mad at shlech? That we don't know. So Rashi has a comment over here. Rashi says, well, Einstein is the katan, the gabi vishila vishukha ish ksin, ki kachish, uminayafim, then katan shas vishila. Rashi puts two and two together. Says, we know that one of the makaris vishlichos is the parish of gerushin and kedushin. And we know for a fact that there's no shilas for katan, so it must be that's what Chazal figured it out from, because there's no kedushin for katan, gerushin for katan. Therefore, the entire parish of those psukim, the parish of the city, are not speaking the tarif. That's how you know that ain't a katan, the man is a shlich. As I state in Rashi. When you see a Rashi like this, that this is the makor, that there's no shlichus for katan, you have to immediately ask yourself, what exactly did Rashi mean? Did Rashi mean that this is a drasha, that it's as if the Torah is telling us actively, ish lemaydes hakatan, or this is almost a passive statement, namely, shlichus is an unbelievable chiddush. Without any psukim of shlichus, I never would have said there's a parish of shlichus. When the Torah says there's a parish of shlichus, we apply the rule almost like in the chabal chidushay, that shlichus only applies if it's very, very similar to the parasha that it is discussed in. So now, we spoke about this already several times, whenever you have the Torah gives a model of a particular halacha, and we want to be able to extrapolate to how far this halacha goes, so we have to identify what are the key characteristics and one of the almost the tangential characteristics. What's important, what's not important. So here the Torah gives us a model of shlichus. This is the illustration the Torah gave us, the parasha of Kiddushin, the parasha of Gittin, Vishilcha. So do we say that shlichus only makes sense when it's similar to this parasha? So we have to look around. What are the important characteristics of this parasha? So one important characteristic is that, well, shlichus was only given for, let's say, Vishilcha was only given in Hilchos Eved Ezer, it was only given in marriage areas of Halacha. The Gemara didn't think that that was a valid characteristic. We do extrapolate from here to other areas of Halacha. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it only applies when it has to do with pieces of paper. Because after all, Git didn't have to do with pieces of paper. So if you have any area of Halacha, it doesn't have to do with pieces of paper. So there's no dinner shlichus. The Gemara didn't think that was too important either. But maybe there is a characteristic that is important, namely, that the people who are involved in the Minish Shlichus here are Gedolim. The Ish is a Rabu, the Ish is a Gedolim. We're talking about people who are over the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah. Maybe that's an important characteristic. And therefore, if you don't meet that those criteria of Gadol, Gedolim, so then Bechi HaGavna, the Pasha Shlichus is in the Schadish. So we're not quite sure what Rashi means when he says that since there's no Shlichus since there's no shlichus for katan by get, because the get is on the parasha, is on the parasha get. Since there's no get for a katan, the male does no shlichus for a katan. Did Rashi mean a drasha ish kikach ish lemaitis a katan? Is that what Rashi meant? Or did Rashi mean a drasha lemaitis a katan? Rashi just meant from the lack of the Torah speaking about katanim in that parasha, the male we could figure out on our own that ain't shlichus. You know what's going to be arrived from the Gemara? We're not sure what this drush is according to Rashi. We know that it's something to do with the word ish, I get. But we don't know, is it a mute? Or is it just almost like Bemela. So it's Bemela. Ein l'chavo l'chidusha. L'chavo l'chidusha. Don't bring me a raya. They might have a strange discussion in the days of now. The Gemara says, let's derive shlichos from which pasuk? From Nosi Yechod. The Gemara said, Nosi Yechod, Parshas Maaseh, is a good model of shlichus. The Gemara said, no. That cannot be talking about shlichus. What prevents us from learning pshat that pasuk is talking about shlichus? Because ein shlichus l'katan. And because of that kasha, those three words, ein shlichus l'katan, the Gemara revamped and said, no, that pasuk is talking about something else. And something else, eventually there's something else. Got to wait maybe until the next post space of the month. Figure out what the next something else is. But one thing it's not, says the Gemara, it's not shlichus. And the reason how we know, the source that we know it's not shlichus, is because we are staring in our face this parasha called, this din called Eishlichus Lekotah. Rabbi said, if Ein Shlichus Hakatan was just an expression of the fact that Ein Mechabal Chidusha, because it happens to be in the parasha Gittin, Tanam and not referred to, do you understand the Gemara's Kasha B'chol? No. I don't think the Gemara's Kasha. Maybe Parshas Maaseh is not talking about Shlichus, and maybe in Parshas Maaseh is a Chiddush of Torah that the Shlichus even for Katanim, because after all, we know there must have been Katanim there, just the demographics were there were kids under the age of Bar Mitzvah were getting a Chiddush in Israel. The Afal Pichei Nasi Echad, the Nesiim was serving a Shlichim. L'chora, what the Gemara could have said simply is, you're right, Rechinami. The Pesukim and Parshas Maaseh are talking about Shlichus. I ain't Shlichus Lekotan. Yeah, that means Ein Shlichus Lekotan calls man that the only source for Shlichus is Gittin. So then, Memele, Lechabal Chidushoy. But what is this Chadish to me? That there's a second Parsha Shlichus in there, or a third Parsha, or fourth Parsha Shlichus called Nasi Echad, and the Parsha of Nasi Echad is Koylel and includes even Ketanim, so maybe we'll change the facts of the Bible. Say, Yesh Shlichus Lekotan. So what kind of silly kashrut that word jump and says, it can't be shlichus because ain't shlichus lakotan. No, it can be shlichus, but that ain't shlichus lakotan. So the chayy you see clear from Rashi that the principle of ain't shlichus lakotan was not just the mamein of im chabal kedusha, but it was what? Mam shemir. There's a drash, kachrim ra'locha, ish lamayit es lakotan. You cannot have shlichus lakotan. Just impossible for there to be shlichus lakotan. So Rabbi Sai, following Rashi's footsteps, that the ultimate source for Shlichus Lakotan is a meal derived from Gittin, or really derived from Gittin slash Kiddushin. Because after all, there can't be a get, the Kotan can't give a get, but the Kotan can't give a Kaddish, the whole Pasha Gittin doesn't speak to Kaddish. We have to take a step back and ask ourselves, how do we know that's true? If the whole din of Shlichus Lakotan, that's not Chal, is derived from Ein Kiddushin Lakotan and Gittin Lakotan, the non immediately that's true. How do you know that Ein Kiddushin Lakotan? Where did that come from? What's the source of that deal? So we have to understand this a little bit better before we can understand the application to Shlichus and appreciate Rashi. Yeah, sorry. So if I would just ask you this question, just in a vacuum. Everybody agrees that Kotan Kevim Kash Nisha, it's not even a Shaila, the Mishnah is Kamar, not even a question about Kotan Kevim Kash Nisha. If I were to ask you Manon immediately, what would your response be? So your response would be, he said, that's a bad Kash of Manon. Manon immediately sounds like I need a possum. So it's far pshut. Minoni mila that a cotton can't buy a car. Minoni mila that a cotton can't buy a bag of potatoes. Pardon the marshal to a wife of bag of potatoes and cars, but Rabbi said, come on. Minoni mila. I don't need a posse for that. It's a double posse on the height to make chavos. You have to be a bar das. When he's 1 year old, can he buy a car? No. When he's 5 years old, no. When he's 12 and a half, no. A pidin, the sheer of das, kach nema rocha mashina, the sheer das, kotel kula, is bar bas mitzvah. Kol zman is a lot bar das, it can't affect any chaloisin. So if I was writing a perish in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, ain't kiddush l'kotan, I would have said, svar pshutahi, logar from buying a car and buying a bag of potatoes. So kumt Rashi, and says not that way. Comes Rashi, but said, it's ksubas, remember Kermis?
Yeah.
Or is Rashi, but said, it's ksubas? Rashi says, you know that you know what the mocker is that a cotton can't be b'gash nisha? Listen to this. Ki wa? Ki b'ach ish ksiv. Ish the mind is a cotton. So you see a rash like that, you have to take a double take. You see a rash like that, you have to ask him, wait a second, I need a possum. I need a possum to tell me that a cotton can't be b'gash nisha? What would I have thought? Mehecha teisa that a cotton could have acquired a woman in the first place. So the question keeps it going backwards now. We're trying to learn a sugya of shlichus. Rashi and the days of Menalov connected the din of Ein Shlichus Lakotan to the din of Ein Kiddushin Lakotan. Rashi in Ksubis gives us a startling statement of Ein Kiddushin Lakotan could exist across of Ish, and we want to know why. What are you possible for? Take away its moshul. So we have to go back to the moshul again, Rabbi Say, to the buying of the bag of potatoes. Sorry to be so graphic. But a Kotan, can a Kotan acquire a bag of potatoes again?
Not his own.
So, I'll tell you two halachas. The Mishnah says, the Masechet Gittin, that if a katan is walking on the street and he finds a bag of potatoes, and he's so excited, there's no simen on it, and he picks it up, and somebody else comes by and bowls him over and takes the potatoes from him. So the second guy's a really bad guy, but he's not so bad. You know why? Because he only violated Gezeilah and the Rabbanan. Because Metzias Chesed, the Kotan, Eivim Gezel, Vedak Yishol. not a nice thing to do. We don't want to encourage people to beat people up, especially not little vulnerable kids. But in terms of pure dinamamanas, the katan didn't own it because, why didn't he own it? Because he's a what? He's a katan. He's a labarda. So in order to be zoicha on the mitzvah, you have to make a maisa kinyan on it. Maisa kinyan requires das. So the man even gets up the kishon. So from that mishnah masechet gittin, it would appear that a katan has absolutely no way of acquiring property ever under any circumstances. So there are two Gemaras that seem to contradict this. There are two scenarios in Chazal, not explicit, but it seems, would seem to point in the direction that a katan sometimes can own property. Ever know two Gemaras? The katan may igre the min ha-tarik imam show property.
Talks about Gezalagir.
Gezalagir. So it's a Gemara in the beginning of the 8th Brech Masechah Sanhedrin. The Gemara talks about, there's a parasha in Chairah, that if a person steals from somebody, and then they take a shvua falsely, they deny that they stole, so then what's the din? What's the halacha? What do you have to do? You have to pay back obviously what you stole, and you have to also do what? You have to be given fifth, a karen, a chaymesh, and you have to be in carbon asham, that's called asham gzeilus. If the person admits that he did this wrong, it's gzeilus. What if the person we stole from dies? So what do you have to do? You have to pay Karen and Chaimish to who? To the Yerushim, right? So the Pasuk says the Pasha is not so. The Torah says, what if the person you stole from, Vim Ein Lo Ish Goyahel, he doesn't have a Yerush. There's no Yerush. He doesn't have a Yerush. Anyone learned Yerush knows what recently? Everyone has a Yerush. Either a person's son is Yerush, his brother's Yerush, his father's Yerush, his uncle's Yerush, his cousin's Yerush. Somebody is Yerush. Someone Mishpach HaSav is Yerush. So you gotta look, go to genealogy.com, you know, the ancestry roots, and figure out who your closest Yerush is, be your 15th cousin, but it's still Yerush. So obviously, this possibly mainly Ish Goel has to be interpreted as the Tosh Lepeh, in fact, tells us. The Perish of Akubu Mesina, the official translation given to us at Har Sinai, what is this possibly Pashas Nasa talking about?
Okay.
It's talking about that very, very unique person, the Tana doesn't have a Yerush. Who's that unique person?
Yeah.
A Ger. Ger Shemes and Yerushim. When a Ger dies, not a Yerushim, if he has children, he has to become Jewish, and his children are Yerushim. But if he dies without having any children, so then the Torah says something very different is done with the property. Rather than looking around for Yerush that doesn't exist, what you do with it, you give it to the to the Kain Shabbi Yisim Mishmar. Okay? So come in Chomer Shabbash is no sign. So comes the Gemara and has the Jerusha. Vim Ein Lo Ish Goyel, Ish Atatzerach Lachzer Alav. If it's an ish, if it's a man, it's a grown-up ger who dies, you can't just assume he has no yarshim. You have to look around, you have to check and see. Maybe he has a child, maybe he got married. You have to look, do some research. But if it's a ger katan, we're not even learning sugi right now, you had to become a ger katan, it's another story. But if it's a ger under the age of bar mitzvah, then you don't even have to bother looking to see whether he has a yarish, because you know for a fact he doesn't have a yarish. Why? Because he can't have children. 8 years old, I have a child, impossible, he never had children. So obviously he doesn't have any brothers, doesn't have any cousins, doesn't have any fathers, because everyone's goyim. Even if they subsequently convert, it's gersh, it's gakunish, and nobody's related to anybody anyway. So when it comes to an ish, you have to make sure it doesn't have any children. When it comes to a katan, you don't have to even bother. And it's a tzor lach. And this is all a dim in a third, this is all lived in the pasuk of a man Yishtoyah. So Tais, the long Tais, begins the 8th verse from the Sechat HaNedrin that jumps on this Gemara. What does Tais say? What's Tais' famous kasha?
How could a katan have anything?
How could he have any property? You stole that. Where did he get property? Exactly, Min HaTorah. Anything that he picked up was only Min HaRabbanan. The Torah is not talking about Gezel Min HaKishon. The Torah is talking about real Gezel Deraisa. How did the Ger katan own anything? Why does the Torah have to say Min Ein Ishtoyel? And Kuptal Torah Shemapen says Ishtamad is a katan. Typically, he doesn't own anything anyway. So Tysus is searching and searching and searching, trying to figure out, can it be that he owns something? Could be that he owns something Min HaTorah. What mechanism does he own something Min HaTorah, says Tysus? Guess what? Das Acheres Machnes. What does it mean? A Kotan doesn't have the ability to pick up something on his own as an Aveda, but if I give it to him as a gift, then it belongs to him on a level of Deraisa. That's the principle called Das Acheres Machnes. Now, the Gemara uses that term in different contexts in Shas, not when Tosfos uses it. But Tosfos makes up this klal in the 8th Brach of Sanhedrin that min haTorah, a katan can potentially own property through the vehicle of Das Acheres Machnes. Is this the most convincing, absolutely convincing raya under the sun? No. Because themselves they concede that there may be another answer to the kasha, which may be totally different. What could be another possible way that a cotton, just as an aside, how a cotton gets property?
If he works for someone.
What if he works? He's a babysitter. He gets paid. So Taisa suggests that Kol's man, that there was a field that was created for the cotton, the Taisa's Kiron Hachov, then the cotton taka can deserve a property on the level of Biraitza. So Taisa is not so sure that the answer they gave is in fact correct. There's a famous discussion in the Ketzais about the Gemara says in the Sefer Yevamos that Minatori can give truma to a katan. You shouldn't do it anyway, the Gemara says, because he's not going to keep it to Tara, but Midarais, you're allowed to give him truma. So the Achorem have a famous kasha. How can you give him truma? Typically, what? He can't be what? How's he going to be cutting the truma? How's he going to be zeichin the truma? So some Achorem say that's because Makla, so the Ketzais doesn't like that technical grounds. So you know the Ketzais quotes? Anyone know? But it's a possible this week's passion. What is a kohen get truma? What does the levi get ma'aser? Ki sachar hu lachem chelif avadas chem yol ma'ed. It's a possible in Pashas Korach, but it begins in Pashas Bamidbar also. That the reason why the kohen and levim get certain things is because they're getting payment. That's the schir's problem. The Torah says that's the salary. They get trumas and ma'aseres. So the Tzais dug up that Gemara in Masechas, so now that Tzais is Masechas Sanhedrin. It says, that's how a Kotlin gets up in the Torah. So that's a very, very shaky discussion, not for now. But a Kotlin in Tzais is not sure, getting back to that story, Tzais is not sure whether Tzachil Kotlin exists in the Torah through the vehicle of Das Chers Machnosa. Tzais is not sure. Or maybe it's based on something totally different. It's based on Sphere's problem. So we don't have a convincing raya that a cotton can be zoich on anything yet. Do we have any other rayas? Anyone know? Any other gemaras? Gemara Masech Sukkah. Gemara says in Masech Sukkah that on the first day of Sukkah, you have to be very, very careful not to do what? Not to give my little Vanessek to my child. You know why? Because if I give it to the child, he'll be what? He'll be kind of it, and then when he tries to give it back to me, he can't do that, and it won't be lachem, it won't be able to be yaitzeh. So some of the Rishonim learned, what do you mean he's going to be kind of it? He's going to be kind of it to what extent? He's going to be kind of it midaraisa. That's the problem. Now, Torah is going to be kind of it, and he won't be able to be machna that, and that's the reason why the Gemara says you shouldn't do it. How is he kind of midaraisa? Based on what? Based on what mechanism? Based on das ches machnas. So other Mishnayim disagree with that also. Other Mishnayim say, nah, that means it's going to mid the Rabbana, and Das Ches works mid the Rabbana. We don't have any convincing Gemara that Das Ches Machnas works mid the Torah. But we do have the Tosfos in Sanhedrin that does suggest, the Tosfos quotes many, many opinions, many of the Balei Tosfos, many Mishnayim agree to this, that Das Ches Machnas does in fact work even on a level of the Raisa. Again, two possible Raias, each Raya is not absolutely convincing, but there is a principle called Das Ches Machnas. Even how that works, by the way. Before we get to answer our kasha, just the mechanics, how that works. Does that make any sense to you? Das Ches Machnas. It's hocus pocus. Kotlin can't pick up Metzia, but he can have Das Ches Machnas.
If I'm doing all the work for the Kotlin, he's not involved in the process, I just place it in his property. Then it doesn't matter if he has to have Das or not.
Don't you need Das Kone?
I'm Kone for him.
Well, who are you? You're the Machnas.
Zachar and Lufanov.
Wow, who thinks that's how Das Ches Machnas works? It's Zoch and Yarm Shul Lufanov. That's wild. That's what the Rambam sounds like. So the Ketzai says that he doesn't think that's true. Says the Ketzai, you know why Das Ches Machnas works? If it works, says the Ketzai, tell you a secret. There is no requirement of Das Kone. For a kidney to take place, you don't require Das Kone. All you need is Das what? Das Machnas. There never ever was a din of Das Kone. What's the problem? It's guilty of overkill, the Ketzais. If you never ever needed a din of Das Kone, so then how come what?
Our question. Yeah.
How come what?
Our question.
What? How come what?
Why is Metzia?
Why is Metzia only with the Rabbanu? If you don't need Das Kone, so Zok the Ketzais, you don't need Das Kone. Well, listen to this one. You do need das kinyan. A kinyan cannot take place without some degree of human involvement of das. A kinyan is not just a picking up of an item. A kinyan is not just a playing of a game. A kinyan involves a maisa with das. Das has to accompany a kinyan in order for the kinyan to be chal. But there is no din of das kinyan. There's a din of das man. Therefore, says the Ktais, when I'm trying to be makta something to the katan, I as the makta supplying the das kinyan, so maybe the kinyan is good. Because I have the maisa kinyan took place, the das kinyan supplied by the makta, and show maisro, and you never need a das kinyan. But in the absence of a makna, in the case of Davar Shel Metzia, there is nobody supplying das kinyan. Because there is no makna, then the kona is a labar das. So now you're having a maisa kinyan without a das kinyan. Maisa without a das kinyan is bar mitzvah, as it says. So it's an upshot, like the Rambam said, that the makna is providing the das for the kona. Now, says it says, das does makna, so means that you never needed das kinyan in the first place. So again, this is all our introduction. This is our introduction of introduction. Introduction, getting back to what we want to get to. If we get there eventually. So if I say, we're working now with the assumption that there is a principle called Das Kas Matna Samad Halacha. And it works with the third. We're going to take Tosa's word for it. We're not so sure about the rise. We're going to take Tosa's word for it. No? Who can begin now to give me a beer in Das Rashi? We had a cash in Rashi. We said, what's the wildest Havamina that a country from a Kaddish and Isha? What kind of litzanus is that? How is it going to be mekadesh and isha? What are you posing for? Most of the pshita. You can't buy potatoes. What's the answer?
You gotta have me that she can be das.
Yeah, he can buy potatoes. He can't be zoich of potatoes in a shabbatziah, but he can. What? He can acquire something in a third derech tachas secheres matnasa. So I could have made a case to say that maybe a kohen can be mekadesh isha. Why? Because there is a Das Ches Machne. Who's Das Ches Machne?
Isha.
The woman. She's Machne herself to him. So that's a perfect model of giving the bag of potatoes as a gift to the Kotlin. So the Kotlin cannot be Zeichem in a Metzia on his own because he's lacking Das. There's no Das Kinyan. But in a situation where there is Das Machne, the Das Machne is providing the Das Kinyan. I would have thought that's good enough, just as like it's good enough for Dinim Mamre. So potatoes, the Taka is good enough, Minatayr, Taisus claims. Kumash malan, the Xeris HaKosov, then it doesn't work. Ish l'maydis HaKotan. And Baruch Hashem for that Ish l'maydis HaKotan, because it's only because of that Xeris HaKosov, Ish l'maydis HaKotan, that we have another parallel Xeris HaKosov. What's that Ish l'maydis HaKotan? That what? That there's no what? That there's no Kedushim HaBeis, there's no what? There's no Shlichus HaKotan. It's only because we have Xeris HaKosov in Suvasai and Gimel that Rashi had this razzle-dazzle understanding that I would have thought that there's Kedushin for a Katan based on Das Ches Machna. So, Kamash Malon, ish that there isn't, and that's able to be extended to Kedushin of Nachman Beis, and therefore, there's no Shlichus for Katan, because ish Ksiva Parashin, L'mayna Sakotan. So everything is hinging, the whole Rashi, the whole Shtal Shas Advar from Ksubist and Gimel to Kedushim and Beis is all hinging on a Tosfos in Sebeches and Sanhedrin that there's a principle called Das Ches Machna Sel on a level of Deraisa. Naniach that that's true. Can somebody please tell me what the Kamash Malan is exactly? So I spent 20 minutes building up the Havri. Some yeshivas, they spend the whole day building Havris. So we'd like to give some equal time to our scholars. We built up such a phenomenal Havamina together. Based on Das Ches Machna Sel, Kamash Malan, it doesn't work. No? What's my cashing out, by saying? So Kamash Malan ish, Lamait, Katan, the Kiddushin. She eventually leaves us Lamait, Katan, Mishlitz. So what's my question, Rabbi Zvi? What do I want to know?
I don't want necessarily saying that just because he's not in the Parsha of Kedushin, that means that he's automatically out of the Parsha of
No, that's our jump from Kedushin to Kedushin to Shlichus. That's our jump. It's Rashi and Mbeis' jump. But I'm still back to the Kedushin problem. I still want to understand that a Gevaldige Havamina, Havamina was Das Ches Machna, this great Havamina Das Ches Machna, Kamash Malan Ishtamai Kotim in Kedushin. So what do I want to know now?
Either Kamash Malan, then Das Ches Machna doesn't work, or Kedushin
being accepted. So one could argue that maybe, you know, a couple lines. Either the kamash one is that we missed the boat, that there never was a din of daskas machnasa. That would be very strange, because the discussion whether it is or is not daskas machnasa is a cheshimish discussion. It was like the Torah is telling us almost around the bat, you know, in kedushin. By the way, in kedushin, it doesn't work, and that's the megala that there's no daskas machnasa. It could be. It's a little bit of a chiddush. Maybe one could argue that the ish, the Midas of Kotel, is telling me that your Havamina was correct, your Lomdus was right. It really made an awful lot of sense to have Kedushin Berkotel based on that sense about myself. But not everything that makes sense is always true. What do we call this? Two magic words. Ish is a what? It's exerce Kotel's Kedushin. It's exerce a Kosov that attacker doesn't work. It should have worked. It had all the meat makings of it, all the trappings of it. It should have worked. That's the fact that it was a great Havamina. The Havamina is really good. The Havamina is the Maskana also, except that's struck by the Pasuk at the ultimate Maskana. It's basically the exercise. Or maybe not. Maybe one can argue that the Havamina is not as good as you thought it was. There's a rationale behind this exercise. There's more to the exercise than meets the eye. It's not just I'm a quirk, just a halacha machsinai, paraduma, believe it, I'm taking on faith. But what the Torah is being megala to me by telling me that there's no condition for a katan is something fundamental, something basic. Something you say is the kedin, and we have to identify what is that you said is the kedin. Now again, we're fundamentally learning condition of membeis, and we're really learning shlichus. But Rashi told us we can't get the shlichus. We can't even talk about shlichus until we understand why Yengedush Lekotan. Because Yengedush Lekotan is the engine behind Yengedush Lekotan. At least according to Rashi. So if it's not just a quirk of exercise, what is it exactly? Conceptually, what is wrong with Daskas Machnasa?
Could it be Machash that Yishus is not a Dina Mamanos case? It's only
Okay. So one interesting idea is that maybe now we have this side of the Chakira is a Kamash Balan that there's something fundamentally wrong with the Havamina. The Havamina is fundamentally wrong. But we're trying to understand what is wrong with that Havamina. So basically, we do something we haven't done yet. We just, our Chakira is not having children right now. Okay? What is fundamentally wrong with the Havamina? Assuming there's something fundamentally wrong, not just the core of exercise. So one interesting idea is to say, maybe we heard in the following. Maybe we made the following terrible mistake. We went down the wrong path here. Got to recalculate here. We thought Daskas Machnasa is relevant because in the back of our minds, we were connecting Kedushin to what? To almost what?
Kinyanim.
To Mechiras, right? To Mechiras. Mechiras. Batonis. Imaminis. That's where we were going. We were thinking in those terms, and therefore we thought that that's not going to sell. It makes a lot of sense. Maybe the kamash one is that kedushin is more than just mamonis. Kedushin is not in chashim mishpat for a reason, because it's a new area of halach. It's even hezer. It's fundamentally it's a hezer. It's not really dinim mamonis. So maybe a kohen can create a halos kedushin because the very institution of daskas machnasa is a mamonistic halacha. It's not our sugya. It's not even our topic, the chalak. Who remembers? We must have mentioned this already. We definitely mentioned this. This nakuda, this nuance, just how mamonis is kedushin, how mamonis is not kedushin, who remembers? What did that really boil down to? Who remembers? We spoke about bimakash kedushin against her will.
Das makta versus
right? Not. Why can't you bimakash kedushin against her will?
Yatsum haisam versus das makta.
I am. Having opinion without das is
zero. Yeah. So Rashi in one place writes, you know why? Rashi Kedushin in second breath writes, you know why? You can't catch it against the rule, das macha bin. It's like stealing a guy's car. Mamish right out of Cheshimish, took a page out of the Mamish. Rashi in the Mamish Tafi Tess writes, no. Yes. Why is that? Because the whole Chavahoysa Mishacher, Midai Tamashma, Exer Tzakosov, Isidahet there, Ebenezer, Kedushin. Rashi in Yavamas doesn't say a word about Mechira, Das Makta, Mechira, Mechamemka, nothing. So there are Taibas and Echorayim, some Taibas, the whole Shtikul Torah explain why Rashi says two different reasons in different places, not for now. But this is a very real issue. We made reference to the Yeshua, the Anunu, and Mekidush Talzabesh. This is a run, ongoing thing. Limits of Kedushin in the first paragraph. You bump into this every other sugya. What is Kedushin? Is Kedushin fundamentally Mechiras? Is the Isha Nikne is literal? Or is Ikne Nikne is just a Lashon Me'yadah? But it's really fundamentally Isra'atah. So that may be a possible maskot. That the reason why the Hagin and Dasas Makta fails us is because at the end of the day, Kedushin is not really mothers. Do we have any other options? Any other ideas?
When you guys teach by Kedushin, you can't be Das Acharis, it has to be Das person created the Kaddish.
What do you mean by that? You're on to something.
That you can't base it off of someone else's Das.
Who's the someone else here? Who's the magic someone else?
The woman.
The woman can't.
Normal Mechiras. If I were to ask you, who's the primary player, who's the secondary player by a Mechira, who's really involved in supplying Das? No question about it. The Mocher. Can somebody bring me a Raya Brura that when I sell something, the Mocher is the real player?
Who writes the Shtar?
Oh, Mechiras Kar, Mechiras Sade. Who writes the Shtar Mechira? The Mocher writes it. Sadi Mechuralach. Kedushin of Tess. Sadi Mechur Mechazasa. Sadi Mechuralach. The Mechur writes the Lashon. So comes the Gemara Kedushin of Tess and Alf and asks the Kasha, how come by a stay Sadi Shal Karka, I'm sorry, the Shtar Shal Karka, by Shtar Mechir, the Mechur writes the Shtar, or by Kedushin, who writes the Shtar? How come? What's the difference? By the Shtar Mechira, I'm selling the karka, I write the shtar. By the Kedushin, she's selling herself, she should write the shtar. So Gemara says, no. You know why he writes the shtar? What two magic words? Kikach. Not kikach. And that's the source why he writes the shtar. What is that? What do the words mean? Because it says kikach, definitely writes the shtar. Just a quirk, just a guess, a gossip. Why is it conceptually that somebody... We pick on one person to write the shtar, not the other. The answer is the person who has to supply the das has to put the das into words on a piece of paper. That's what a shtar is. A shtar is the writing down of my das. You know, in a mechadich of the dvar, I say I'm going to say a lamp, I'm going to say a house. Say, the words are cheap. You put it down. Chosav b'sef chosav b'ayd edim to edim of testify. That's a das. Das is a shtar. So when the Gemara says that a Meicha writes the Shtar Mechira and a Baal writes the Shtar Kedushin, it's not just a quirk of a pasuk. Here it says Mechira, here it says Kedushin. He got hold of the thing. No. What the Gemara is really expressing is that the player in Kedushin is not really the woman. The player is really the man. It's a flip of a regular Mechira. Even though it should be, the woman should be the key player, she is the Mocher, Mocheris. But that's the chiddushat of kiyikach, that the man is the primary das. But man, devar mamurim, there's a parasha, there's the din of das kas makna, so that makes sense when you're dealing with buying and selling potatoes, buying and selling cards. So the meicher provides the das, and the kind of gets schlepped along, and you know, we do it on his behalf and should call it a day. That makes sense by mechiras, where the meicher is the primary bar das. But by Kedushin, the woman's going to supply the das on behalf of the man? What are you kidding? Jeez. She's not the bar das. She's not the player here. The Teres Bechadish licked in those words, within those words of Kiyikach, the Teres Bechadish, that notwithstanding the fact that Kedushin is a Mechira, and notwithstanding the fact that it is Mekach HaMemka, and notwithstanding the fact that it's really the woman transferring herself to the husband, the Teres says in the words of Kiyikach, that the halacha views the man as the primary bar das here. And it's that gzeresakos of kiyikach, it's that gzeresakos of kiyikach that prevents us from applying the principle of das das nachem sa. So there's more to it than just a gzeresakos of. And we don't have to call kedushin amominus. It is mominus. But it's a very unique kind of mominus where the Teres Mechadish does that the Baal is the main bar das. You need a woman also. I'm not saying no. You do need the woman. That's not going to also be true, but she's not the primary person. Proof positive, she doesn't write the Shtar. So far we have a Havamina. We're trying to understand Rashi. Why we need a Pasuk. We have a Havamina, and we have different conclusions. Either the exas across of it, it's exas across of the has to be the caches, or the exas across of Kedusha is not luminous, or maybe the exas across of is not just the exas across of the svar that vowels the badass.
In the previous study that we discussed, when there's a gadol standing behind a katan while he's writing the shtar being the Shema, could that theoretically like work for a katan writing a shtar kedushin, telling him what to say and like holding his hand while he does his kedushin process?
Okay, so you want to know why don't you have gadol omer gadol by kedushin? A new kasha. Why can't you have gadol omer gadol by kedushin? Forget the writing. Give me the ring. The girl will stand there and say, "Can you give the ring, please?" No, am I know the answer? Okay. We gave the reason for that in past earlier segment. Girl, Omer Gabov works. I see. Is it yet potentially? Lo shemano dov zemei yoyim. The girl Omer Gabov should work by the sinus and kedushin. I don't remember. What was Reb Chaim, the difference between one and what? Das and Kavana. Remember what Reb Chaim said? Reb Chaim said, when the Gemara uses the word Kavana, it means Kavana. When he uses the word Das, it means Das. Das, Kavana are different things. Das is a phrase that's used to describe you're a Bailam on a Chalois. Kavana is a phrase that's used, I have to go through certain halachic emotions, and then the halacha kicks in on itself. That was Reb Chaim's famous difference between a one and a what? Between get and chalitza. That's why you can have a tanai by a get, you can have a tanai by a chalitza. Remember, Mil said leisa b'shlich leisa b'tanai. So Reb Chaim, in that same piece, Reb Chaim writes, how come lo shamanu dov zeme yaylam that you can give a kedushin or give a get based on gol omer gabav? Never heard of such a thing. We've heard gol omer gabav in hilchos ksivas a get, but we never heard it in hilchos tesinas a kedushin. Never heard of such a thing. Why? Because for Ksivas again, all you need is Kavana. You're not a Bailam on the Chalois again. You're not a Bailam on the Lishma. You have to go through the motions of writing a get. The Torah says, Chasav lo Lishma. Once you go through the motion of writing a Lishma, the Torah is Machshas such a get. Not the Bailam on the get. But the Ksivas a condition, you're the Bala Chalois. So Bala Chalois requires Das. It doesn't suffice with Kavana. Lo shemano dov zemi yol gol omer gadov doesn't help to create to transform a lava das into a das. All gol omer gadov is it can substitute for a lack of kavana. So it's part of the whole shiva.
Is that also that kitten?
That's part of what we were talking about the other day.
Right.
So again, we're still trying to understand Rashi. We have this Rashi and Ksubas that's still standing out because it's the background to the entire discussion of Rashi and Kedushin Bendeis. And we still don't know why we need a pasuk. Is it exas akasav? Is it a havamin is wrong because kedusha is not momentous? Havamin is baal is la barda, and then baal has to be bardas. Anyone know a third possibility? So the assumption of the havamina was that kedushin is not just momentous, but it's a very very specific type of momentous. What was the model? What was the mashal of momentous of kedushin in the havamina? It's like a matana, right? I can give the katan a matana of bag of potatoes, and that's okay. That's what's matnas. So too, the woman can give herself to the husband as a matana, mechira, whatever you call matana slash mechira. That's what's matnas. Perhaps the kamash talon was that kedushin is mamnas, but we have the wrong mamnas. We have the wrong model of mamnas. Whatever you mean. If it's not mechira matana, what is it? It's the type of mominus that doesn't lend itself to das chas machnas. What was the type of mominus that does not lend itself to das chas machnas? What was the example the Mishnah gave in Gittin? Metzia. It's chim in a hefker. Which round? What was that?
The dar.
Round the dar. How'd you know the round the dar? Looked at 100 times. Were you in the conditions?
Yeah.
Okay. Famous ran. One of the most famous rounds, the third breath was second, the dar. But the Ran tells us, you say, the Ran says, Kedushin is Mominus, to write out of the playbook of Chesh Yimish, pure Mominus. But it's not Matanus and Mechiris. You know what it is, Dr. Ran? Says the Ran, this is what's happening on the Chuba. I always tell people, it's Shem, someday I get engaged, don't tell your Kalas this Ran. Okay, because they won't understand, they'll get very, very submission for this Ran. We married many years ago. I remember when I first got married. So I was learning Tamura at the time. It was about a week or two after we got married. So my wife, we were sitting in Chal Shuris, had an apartment, two of us. And she asked me, fill me in a little bit. Like, what do you do all day? Like, just like, describe to me. Like, give me like an example of a sugya that you're learning. So I remember, I was in the middle of a sugya. A guy's mafresh, chattas, and the chattas dies, and runs away, and find another one. Chattas on mesa. I can't get sugya in the end of this, because it's tamura. So Dad explained to her. She looked at me. So I remember at the end, she said, you just do what you do, I'll do what I do, we'll check in, we'll leave the tamura sugyas to you, I'll take care of my graduate school, Shalom Ma'israel. So Rabbi Zayn, I can't remember, you should have quoted this. So Rabbi Zayn, Dr. Ran, you know what's going on under the chuppah? The following phenomena. Dr. Ran, the woman's standing there, he's about to put the ring on her finger, she is not transferring herself to the man. She cannot transfer herself to the man. Because if she would dare be the maker of the naysay of this Mechira Madonna, that would be a gross violation of what?
Kikach.
So Kikach Zokteran does not only mean he has to give the ring. Kikach does not just mean he has to do the talking. Kikach means he has to be the one who's creating the chalais. And a chalais Mechira Madonna is not an acceptable fulfillment of Kikach. There's only one way to acquire property totally, completely, without the meicher and the noisa. And how is that? Zechiyah and hefker. Normally it takes a meicher and noisa to transfer ownership, unless it's done via zechiyah and hefker. Zok Duran, when the woman stands under the chuppah, it's all apidin, it's not really happening. Apidin, she's being mafkiras atzma, she's declaring herself hefker, it's all happening, in a split second. And he's immediately swooping in there, and what? Being zoichim in a hefker. So the correct halachic model under the chuppah is not a woman giving a bag of potatoes to a man, but rather it's a woman putting the potatoes on the ground, declaring them hefker, and him picking them up. As Zok Duran, if not for that model, it would never be a fulfillment of Pitzach. It would always be a violation of Pitzach. Zoichte in Ran. Famous, famous Ran in the Sefer Tzedakah. I knew we made this Ran very, very famous. But both sides, according to the Ran, now can we understand why Das Chesmachas was not appropriate? This is not Das Cheres. This is Chim and Hefker. This is not Das Cheres. That's the reason why the Havamina. So again, so we spent a lot of time today working what the Havamina was. There was a very, very starker Havamina that a katan could be Mekadosh in Yishuv. And we were guessing that the Havamina was based on Das Ches Machmasu. And we were hoping and praying that Das Ches Machmasu was a Diaraisa, because that was the whole source of our Havamina. And we came up with four different biurim to tackle why the Havamina is not correct. But everybody say, I want to be intellectually honest. I think everything we said here is potentially honest. Every shtickle Torah that we said here, we understood that's Chesmachma, so we understood exist. We learned a lot of interesting things. We had a lot of pieces of the puzzle of the Sefer Kedusha. A lot of pieces came together to discuss the Shita, but I don't believe this is really Rashi Shita. You know, I don't believe this is really Rashi Shita. Because Rashi in Masech Sukkah is the Rishon who says, Das Ches Machmas, so even in Mamanus only works what?
Yeah,
everything we said could be Emes Lamito according to Taisis and Sanhedrin, according to Taisis, according to Rambam, according to anybody under the sun who accepts Das Ches Machmas of Minatoya, which is a lot of Rishonim. A lot of Rishonim. And probably even possibly that way. But the Das Rashi himself, unless Rashi is disagreeing with what he wrote in the Sefer, which is always possible. But unless Rashi subscribes to Das Chesmach being a real deraisa, because Rashi gufa, it's off the second. So I'm not taking back anything I said. I think every possibility here is potentially endless within different Mishnah. Within Rashi himself, why you need a pasuk to tell me that you came to a guy Shanisha? What was the Hava mean to forget? I don't know. I don't know what other road to go down except Das Chesmach. But Ayyatim in Advarim, when all the dust settles, We do have a din that it is mekatan, and we know that is the din in a Torah kedush mekatan. Whether it's a pasuk, it's a svar, but ain't kedush mekatan. And therefore, Rashi in kedushin of membeis felt comfortable enough saying, well, if we know there's a din of ain't kedush mekatan, then mail we know there's ain't shtichus mekatan as exerts a kosher of miut, and we're okay. Not what the was, it was 45 minutes to say. Rashi himself in Bat Metzia goes down a different road.
Can you say like an opposite in according to Rashi, the Avodah was that Kiddushin really has nothing to do with Mamonos, and therefore
could have worked. Right, but this,
I don't know how much
Mamonos
that actually
that is Mamonos. What bothers me about that is that if it wouldn't have been Mamonos, so it would have been some kind of a Isabheta type of a chalais. So why would Katan have been more able to make it as a commander for Kiddushin to sell baby potatoes? So how's he gonna make a chalais in Isabheta? Chalais Labar Das is a smart pshut and it can't create anything. Can't do anything.
It was like a sort of
mouth. Rashi is all about Exeris Kasov. He mentions the idea that Labar Kicho by Kasov. So is that. It's not like a din das. It sounds like Labar Kicho is like he's not able to be.
So.
No.
So if I say, notwithstanding this whole Shul Torah, trying to put the proper perspective on the Rashi and Kishma days, Rashi above Mitzi himself, in that same sugi that Rashi references here, says something different. Rashi in Bava Metzia also looks at the same Gemara. The Gemara says Ein Shtichus Katan. Everyone agrees to that. The Min HaTorah. And Rashi looks at it and says Minan Yamin, Minan Yamin, Minan Yamin, Minan Gemara. Rashi says, I'll tell you what the Minan Yamin is. You know what the source is?
Truma.
Going back to Truma. Now Truma is a good puzzle. Truma is a good mocker. You know why? Because Truma was the mocker that Ein Shtichus the Akum. So we already know that Chazal looked at Truma as a model to who to disqualify from being Shliach or Mishalech. But Rashi, but it's the fine aleph. Well, a katan can't be mafish truma. We all know that. And since a katan can't be mafish truma, so mamela the parsha of truma wasn't speaking to ketanim. If it wasn't speaking to ketanim, then mamela there's no shlichus for ketanim either. Ad kan devi Rashi, almost ad kan devi Rashi. And of course, the same way that we question the Rashi in kedushin. Well, how do you know in kedushin the katan? We now have to question around, how do you know a truma of a katan? How do you know such a milsad pshit? That's a different portion. You can't be mafish truma when you're a katan. So who asked this kashin? Rashi himself. So Rashi himself poses the question, which is not a surprising question. I would have expected. I see this kashin you're making. But the response of Rashi, the answer of Rashi is startling. Rashi says, he's asking the kashin. Rashi's sitting and saying, there's no shtichas for katan because there's no truma for katan. You know the milsad truma for katan? Here's the source. Here, this is the hilgim makor. This is it. You know, in Truma Katan, Meya is Kalish, I should eat better libo, Tikhu as Truma Si. Ish the Midas of Katan. Except for the fact that it happens to have the same five letters of Truma, that's not a topic of Chwal. I'm talking about fruit growing in Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi's talking about Betzawa and Aliyah building a Mishkan. Not even truma, truma. What's Rashi talking about? So we know where Rashi has to get to. For whatever reason, Bava Metzia doesn't go down the route he went in Kiddushin. He goes down the truma route. But in picking the truma route, he picks something that's not going to be truma. For all practical purposes, it's not truma. So what do you see from this Rashi? An unbelievable thing. That Rashi holds. The what? And it is truma. A pigdim is truma. Truma is not just fruit that grows in Eretz Yisrael. There are a lot of halachic things that are called truma. And not just what we call truma. There are not just as an aside, other things that are called truma that have nothing to do with what we think truma is. There are other things that have all the halachas of truma connected to them. Remember what they are? Chala is truma. Chala terim is truma. Not truma. What else is called truma? Yadiyama, Vyama Bikurim. Bikurim are called truma. Truma Shyadecha, Shtei Tashima Peh, Ela Bikurim. How do you know that if a Zahar meets Bikurim, it's Chai Mis Meshamai? How do you know if you eat a Bishar Yafi Mais Vechemesh? Allah did him of truma, apply to Bikurim, because the Torah calls it Truma Shyadecha. So there are a lot of things that are called truma, and many, many similar halachas to truma proper. Rashi seems to be saying at the big finish that there's another truma out there called truma semishkan. Anything that was described in Parshas Truma had a din of truma on it. And I got me what halachas, I don't know, but at least it got me this halacha. That if the Torah tells us that a katan can't be mafresh or truma semishkan, we can derive a din l'dayris that it can't be mafresh truma from Peiris of Eretz Yisrael either. It's the same type of halacha. It's not just a quirk, just a, linguistically the same word halachically, it's the same concept. Truma is truma. It's another expression of the halachic institution called truma. And we can derive halachas one from another. If that is the case, that Rashi Shita seems to be the startling statement that truma is truma, it's all the same basic halachas, this sheds some light on an early discussion we had about Rashi, where we try to drive a wedge between different kinds of trumas. Who remembers? Remember that Rashi Mechayrus, the Gemara in Shavuos? Rashi Mechayrus said, what does it mean, Truma? He tells Machshava Agamar, the Malchum of Days in Kedushin. Truma tells Machshava, Rashi said, Kedachsiv Truma Samishkan. Right? No, I backtrack. Rashi says, Truma did that, but that was the Kashrus. So, Truma, he tells Machshava, Rashi says, you know what Machshava means? Machshava may mean what? May mean Dibur. Possibly is Dibur. Maybe Rashi wasn't sure. Doesn't mean Machshava, doesn't mean Dibur. Taisa says, what? Dibur? Can't be. The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chavav says, Shavuos requires Dibur, Truma doesn't require Dibur. So what does Rashi say about Shavuos on the spot? What do you mean then? Rashi says, Truma said Mishkan. So we said, oh, that Rashi is the Shetosu Mechairis. That since Rashi Mechairis holds that Truma's Dagon is Nitalas B'Dibur, and the Gemara says, Truma tells Mashav, it must mean Truma said Mishkan, because everybody knows the two different Parshas. Now we're not so sure the two different Parshas anymore. That which the Yisai, that we try to differentiate between the two kinds of Trumas, it's going to come back and haunt us here. Because the only way to make any sense out of the Rashi, Babetziah, and Aleph is to equate the two. So make up your mind, is there a bridge or is there a gap between the two? So for the purposes of our sugya, we want those two to be very connected. Otherwise, how in the world do I learn anything from Trumas Mishkan, Trumas Dagon? So Rabbi Sag, at the end of the day, we have two Makairis for potentially, according to Rashi, two potential Makairis for Ein Shlichas Zakot. One is emphasizing Kedushin, which is, again, has its whole shtickle dark connected to it. One is emphasizing truma, derived from truma, which is itself a little bit problematic. But hopefully we have a little bit more work to do. We have to still find through a little bit this makor of truma and see what potential issues are going to arise with the makor of truma, and then see, are there any other makaris? Or maybe, like you said, maybe there'll be any more. Maybe it should have gotten the most of the feedback. So we have a little bit more work cut out for us to finish the final touches of tomorrow on the sugya. Hopefully we'll have a little bit of time for some divi chizah before Shavuos. Okay? Yeah. So everyone should come to the captain on the